G'day everyone, this is Dean Perrott.
G'day, I'm Lee Kernighan.
Yeah, you know that Channel Country Ground song was written by a fella called Merv Moulton. I heard Merv sing the opening lines of this song. He sang it to me backstage at a little festival out of the bush in Queensland, and I just thought, oh, I love that song. I've got to have that one for the new album. And, you know, we went in and we recorded it, and at that stage I really had no plans of performing the song as a duet. And we recorded the song, and I sat down in the studio and listened to it on the big studio speakers in Stewie's swinging door studio, and I just sort of said to Stu, I said, you know, gee, that would make a great duet. Anyway, I had someone in mind for the duet. I didn't tell him who just then, and I went away and made contact with Lee, and he said, I really love your music, and he said, if we can find the right song, I'd love to record something with you. So I sent him some of the stuff that we'd just recorded, and he listened to it, and yeah, he rang up and he said, oh, I really love that Channel Country Ground song. Yeah, so great. I almost did somersaults down the hall of the homestead, you know.
Did you see the pelicans fly over this morning? In a V-line, headed out there to the west. I bet they're heading for that Channel Country to find a mate and build their courtship nest. They say they've had big rains in northwest Queensland, and the Baku and the Thompson's coming down. They say those western rivers run a banker to spread a lacework pattern on the Channel Country Ground. Well, I swear I caught the smell of Mitchell grassland. I'm sure I smelt it on that old west wind. And somewhere in the traffic I hear hobble chains. Are they a trick playing in my mind? I'd say the stations now will soon be hiring. They'll need good horsemen now the land is green. The cattle will be sleek and fat for my stream. From the goodness of the fresh grass by the Channel Country streams. Ain't it funny how these city lights are fading to a scene of a stock camp far from here? And I see again the old mates I once rode with. And it's strange how pain has left, and now I'm free. They say they've had big rains in northwest Queensland, and the Baku and the Thompson's coming down. And I feel my spirit drifting homeward to the plains of Napamiri on the Channel Country Ground. Oh, somewhere out by Napa Mary on the Channel Country.
Aberdeen Perry finally got back to me.
Yes, g'day there, Mike. Great to be talking with you.
Walkabout Waters. Interesting title there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Walkabout Waters. You know, that title just grabbed the imagination. You know, I thought of course, we're talking about those big rain events that happen across northern Australia and up the top of the territory in northern Queensland, and then come on down through the Channel Country, and they slowly meander their way down through the rivers and the channels there, and it's just like they're on walkabout, you know, all the way through to Lake Eyre.
Right, of course, that Lake Eyre has a bit of a reputation of being empty half the time, doesn't it?
It does, but you know, it's just always a very special event when it does happen for the country, for the bush people and station owners and managers, and the wildlife, and just the way the country, you know, that in a dry time you'd look at it and you'd think, what's this worthless gibber stuff? But down along those channels, you know, it just, it blooms, and it just, you know, the country is just invaluable when those times happen, you know. And the rain arrives and all the flood waters spread out through the channels, and it's a cattleman's gold. That's what it is when it happens.
Fatten up the cattle, eh?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, you'd know all about it up where you are.
Yes, yeah. It's sort of, I'm around Kingaroy and that, you know, we're closer towards the eastern coast, but, you know, having been on the land all those years, you know, you sort of know how valuable that great rain and flood out country can be to you. And I think the connection that I've had, you know, with the cattle industry over the years and the people I know through those channels, it's, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just something that's, you've got to really see it to appreciate it, you know, and I think that's what we've tried to do with this song, is paint that picture.
Yeah, well, you've done a good job of that. It's a very good song.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I had the idea for it, the Walkabout Water title, and I thought, well, I'll get in touch with a mate of mine that, you know, spent a lot of time, his young years and his family had, you know, country and worked on a lot of places out through that area. And I give Neville Anderson a call, and of course, Neville's always written some great stuff, and he wrote Henbury Blues that picked us both up a golden guitar a few years back there. And so I thought I'll get in touch with Nev and see what he can come up with, and I think he's done an excellent job of painting the picture.
Yeah, well, certainly you've done an excellent job in presenting it. All right, guys, well, you've done a good job there, Walkabout Waters. Okay, people, there you go. People want to get their hands on it. What should they do?
Well, at this point, it's all on all the digital platforms. It will be released on a CD, but I've got to record a few more bush ballad songs and during this year. So, you know, it'll probably be into the start of next year before a CD is available with it. But, you know, we like to keep songs fresh and keep some fresh music happening. And I guess it's the beauty of the evil of digital music is that it is out there. But for those of us, and I'm still one of those that likes my CDs too. But so the CD listener will just have to wait that little bit longer, I'm afraid.
Yeah, of course, the secret is these days, if you're going out, especially what they're doing to motor cars and things like that, produce your songs and stick them on a stick.
Well, there's that too, yes.
Still have a few CDs floating around for those that have still got old-fashioned, after all these years, old-fashioned CDs. Create an MP3 file of it and put it on a stick, which is cheap, and you just say to them, okay, there you go, mate, $5, and she's yours.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You haven't got the high production of having to spend $10,000 getting a runoff or anything like that.
Well, that's it. I'll get a few more bush ballad songs together first, and then so I've got a good collection of them.
I suppose. If you put 5 or 10 of them together on a stick, you could put 100 on a stick if you really wanted to. But just trying to get one of the old, the cheap ones that you can buy from Officeworks or something like that, you know?
That's it.
Yeah, I've got your old grey matter thinking now, have I?
Oh, well, I don't know that I've got too much matter up there of any colour. No, it's all good. It was just an idea for a song that I thought, if I can get Neville really painting those colours, and because that's the beauty of the bush ballad, you know, there's such a contrast and such a lot of subject and topic that can paint great pictures, and I think that's the thing, you know, when people really like a song and then they get out and they travel and all of a sudden they'll see a name somewhere on a signpost, or they'll read it on the map that they're travelling, you know, and it'll be like, oh, hang on, I heard all about that in such and such a song, you know. I've had a lot of people say that to me over the years, and, you know, it's then that you really realise the value that the bush ballad can have in so many different ways, you know.
All right, well, it's a great job. Thank you for the interview. There you go, folks.
Yeah.
All about Walk About Water.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a pleasure talking to you once again, eh?
Okay, my pleasure. Bye.
Well, thank you.
It started as a trickle somewhere north of Camel Wheel and meandered down towards the borders to be part of the flood spreading over Channel Country, the splendour of Walkabout Waters. Walkabout Waters filling up the cracks in the black soil along the Georgina. Walkabout Waters heading for Lake Eyre, down the Cooper and the Diamantina. Station hand stuck at the homestead, they're sweeping the sheds and sorting out the mustering gear. From Thargaminda to Baduri, every stock camp's chasing ringers. The good ones will be hard to get this year. Walkabout Waters to bring on the Mitchell, there'll be mobs of big bullocks to find. Walkabout Waters lifts the weight of worry from the depths of a drought-weary mind. There've been birds on the wing since the word got around that Walkabout Waters were coming. The budgies are swarming, the brolgers high stepping, and the Baku bantam is running. Walkabout Waters in the gilgis and the gullies, out along the Bulloo. Walkabout Waters heading for the Cooper, down the Thompson and the Baku. The yellow belly's pushing upstream to spawn, while a pelican glides onto the lagoon. A min-min light is out, dancing over the water, sharing a reflection with the moon. The footprints are scarce now on the patchouli trails that Walkabout Waters still follow. Walkabout Waters creeping all the land, a flood in the desert's low and shallow. Walkabout Waters, it's a fair waiting game. It can be weeks coming down. Walkabout Waters takes its own sweet time, getting over Channel Country ground.